Good day, Mayim.
Yes, yes. Today I have a very lovely and talented co-host. I am founder Stina. Welcome, Stina.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
And I'm just as excited as you. I'm happy that you're here with me on this, our second podcast. And I hope we make this a habit, a very good habit. How have you been, Stina?
I've been good, apart from my allergies. So if I sneeze on air, that's just because of my allergies. No COVID.
Well, if you do sneeze, I will say Gesundheit. Now, before we get started, on the last episode, I completely forgot to mention the amazing musician who wrote the delightful I Am Your Friend song that opens and closes each episode of this podcast. He's known to us as I Am Pop on Top, but his real name is Geir Riesbacken. And Geir has several original songs on iTunes and Spotify. Some of them are in English, some are in Norwegian, but they are all excellent. So if you're on iTunes or Spotify, you can just do a search for the artist name Geir Riesbacken. For all you non-Scandinavians out there, that's spelled G-E-I-R. Last name, R-I-S-B-A-K-K-E-N. And I actually suggest going to iTunes, especially, and purchasing the music, because then he can get some money. Stina, do you remember when Pop first revealed that he wrote the song I Am Your Friend to us?
I do. I think it was just after the second meetup that we had. And it's such a cool song because it kind of reminds me of why we're doing what we're doing, and it's perfect for our group. So, yay, we're really excited that he wrote that.
Yes, most definitely a time I'll never forget, and many more good times on the horizon still. Now, Stina, are you ready to kick off and count down the top four songs from last week's challenge?
I sure am.
Great. Then we shall kick off now. Oh, but wait, before I start that, I just wanted to thank the four judges who judged these songs. And they were the winners from the week before. That was Toby, Torgen, Yellow, and Sonia. Thank you for your hard work scoring these and making these decisions. So, last week's challenge had the hashtag IAM Volume 3. And in fourth place, we have Sujeet. He's a wonderfully talented singer, originally from India. His name is spelled S-U-J-I-T. His Smule ID is IAM underscore S-U-J, the number one, and T. So it's spelled like his name, but instead of an I, there's a one. For his challenge entry this week, he sang the timeless classic Ave Maria. So let's have a listen.
Ave Dominum.
Wow, that was a most impressive rendition of that song. And we've only just begun to count these down. I should mention that Sujeet is one of our most recent additions to IM. I don't know that much about him yet, but he sounds like he's classically trained to me. What do you think, Stina?
I totally agree. That was such a cool version of that song. I really, really loved those harmonies. Very inventive. And yes, I think he's classically trained as well. I can't wait to hear more from our newest member. In this week's number three spot, we have Anne Marie, who is from Bergen, like me. So she's Norwegian, but she's singing a song in French. And it's called Je suis malade. I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce that right, because I don't speak French. But her version of this song is super pretty, and it really gave me goosebumps. I love it.
Quand tu pars, je n'ai plus de vie, et même mon lit se transforme en quai de gare. Quand tu t'en vas, je suis malade, complètement malade, comme quand ma mère sortait le soir et qu'elle me laissait seule avec mon désespoir. Je suis
Je suis malade, c'est ça.
Oh, wasn't that wonderful? I'm sure it gave you all goosebumps too. Anna Maria is such a talented singer, and I really love hearing her renditions of all these really pretty songs.
Yes, very, very nice, Anna Maria. I took French in high school, and it sounds to me like you know exactly what you're saying and doing there. Well done. For second place, Carleen. She lives in the Netherlands. Her Smule ID is IAM underscore JUF 1412. And she sang one of my favorite songs from the 80s, a Prince song called Purple Rain.
To cause you any sorrow, I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted to one time to see you laughing. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only wanted to see you bathing in the purple rain. I never wanted to be your weekend lover. I only wanted to be some kind of friend. Hey, baby, I could never steal you from another. Such a shame our friendship had to end. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Something new that means you too. You say you wanted a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it and let me guide you to the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only wanted to see you, only wanted to see you. To the
Now that song really takes me back. And that was a very powerful version of Prince's song. I just love Carlene's style. Now, what say you, Stina?
I think that was great. Actually, I think this song is perfect for Carlene's voice, so I really enjoyed listening to that. And in this week's number one spot, we have our very own Keely singing a Joni Mitchell song. And you know what? I actually think Keely sings this better than Joni. It's wonderful. Well done, Keely. That was really, really beautiful. You really deserved to win this week.
And in case you don't know, Keely's Smule name is IAM underscore Wazo. That's spelled OISEAU. Now, we've got a very nice surprise for you listeners out there in podcast land. Keely is here with us today, virtually. Welcome, Keely.
Hello, Chuck and Stina. And hello to all the IAM family. I hope that you're all having a lovely day.
Thank you so much for joining us, Keely, and congratulations on your first place win last week.
Thank you very much. It's always a big surprise and a privilege to win the IAM Challenge. As we all know, the standard can be incredibly high. So thank you, and thank you to the judges.
I really loved your song choice this week, A Case of You by Joni Mitchell. I wasn't familiar with that one until now, but I just wanted to ask, did you recently discover this song? Or was it one you grew up with? Tell us about it.
Joni Mitchell, what can I say? I started listening to a lot of female singers when I was about 15. I used to just put these records on and just have them going round and round in circles. And I used to just sing my heart out. Except Joni Mitchell is incredibly difficult to sing because she's got this amazing range. And I just thought she was like a god and always wanted to be that vocalist, you know. So yeah, she's got some fantastic songs. And only through the power of Smule and being able to easily sing in different keys, suddenly that world has opened up to me. So I've never sung her stuff until the last couple of years.
Well, it was definitely a great song choice. I mean, your voice and style seem very well suited for that folk rock music.
Yeah, that was my first band was a folk rock outfit, and I was the lead singer when I was 15. So I guess all that kind of stuff rubbed off. James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, those kind of songs. Yeah, I mean, you get obsessed when you're a teenager with every morsel of the music, and I suppose that shows in this song.
Yes, and I wanted to also point out that you won this one without having done any harmonies. You're usually the harmony queen. I was very impressed that you won with just one single vocal track.
Yeah, normally I like to cover my voice up with harmonies to decorate it because I don't think it's that good on its own and it needs decorating. However, I challenge anyone to try and properly harmonise a Joni Mitchell song. I mean, you can do it, but if it's not synchronised, it'll sound awful. It just ends up messy and it's very, very difficult. Her range, her vocal shakes. No, it's much better simple. It works on its own. Leave it to be simple and true.
Keely, thank you so much for coming on our show. It's been an absolute joy. And also thank you for being in the IAM group. We absolutely love having you around. We love having you on our team. We love having you as a leader. And is there anything else you'd like to say before we say good damn?
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to be here today. And also, thank you so much for letting me be part of the group and especially for making me a leader. It's, you know, it's a wonderful privilege to be part of you guys. And you know how much I love you all. And join the challenge. Join the challenge. I love hearing all your songs and especially the people that are quieter. Sometimes we just don't get to hear what you're doing and we don't get to see your very best. And there are some amazing songs out there. So thank you for sharing them. Please keep doing it.
And that sounds like some great advice to me. And I'm very excited to hear what you come up with next in this Smule world, Keely. Stina, I hope your allergies go away and that you can come back very soon.
This has been so much fun and I can't wait to come back. Have a great damn, I am.
Good damn, I am.
Have a very great damn, I am. Until next time.